Okay, here is read number one. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Many voters in the Milwaukee area say they were not able to vote in Tuesday's election, according to a story in the Journal Sentinel. The paper asked readers to respond online if they had a problem voting. Many people said missing ballots, long lines, and the coronavirus kept them from voting. More than 500 people who responded said they requested an absentee ballot, but the ballot was not received in time to be returned. The paper said they interviewed 32 people who stated they were forced to choose between going to the polls during a pandemic and not having their votes counted. Forecast for Milwaukee and Madison tonight, mostly clear and windy, lows in the mid-20s. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a chance of rain and highs in the upper 30s. You are tuned in to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. Okay, here's read number two. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. The Trump campaign has filed a lawsuit against a small television station in northern Wisconsin over an advertisement that criticizes Trump's response to the coronavirus. According to court documents filed in Price County Circuit Court, the campaign filed a lawsuit today against WJFW-TV12, an NBC affiliate in Rhinelander. The commercial was paid for by Priorities USA and has been airing on stations across the state and in several other states. Forecast for Milwaukee and Madison tonight, mostly clear and windy with lows in the mid-20s. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a chance of rain, highs in the upper 30s. And then Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a slight chance of rain, highs in the low 40s. You are tuned in to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. Okay, here's read number three. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Donald Trump said last week that mail-in voting would be bad for Republicans, but Wisconsin's election shows that may not be the case. An article by Daniel Bice in the Journal Sentinel says Wisconsin's biggest and most important Republican county, Waukesha County, returned the most absentee ballots per registered voter. 44% of registered voters in Waukesha County sent in an absentee ballot. The second highest county at 43% is neighboring Washington County, which is even more Republican than Waukesha County. The normal rate of absentee voting is about 5%. The article does say progressive-leaning communities used absentee voting at a slightly higher rate than conservative-leaning communities. Election experts say mail-in voting does not favor one party over the other. You are tuned in to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. Okay, here's read number four. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. U.S. Senators Tammy Baldwin and Ron Johnson are calling for an investigation into Wisconsin's missing absentee ballots. The senators sent a letter last week to the Inspector General of the U.S. Postal Service, Tammy Whitcomb, requesting that she open an investigation into what happened with absentee ballots in Wisconsin. State officials reported on Wednesday of last week that three bins of ballots from Oshkosh and Appleton were found at a mail processing center. The senators stated in the letter that they are concerned there may have been other instances of ballots being undelivered. Also, in addition to that, the Milwaukee Election Commission called for an investigation into undelivered ballots. Outside tonight, mostly clear and windy, lows in the mid-20s. You are tuned in to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network.